Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Relax and Retire: Debunking Inflation Fears by Josh Scandalon is a personal finance and retirement planning book focused on a specific question, whether inflation should be treated as a major reason to delay retirement, rather than accepting the standard assumption that rising prices automatically make retirement spending explode. The book asks readers to examine the evidence behind that belief and reconsider how retirement budgeting is usually framed. Its central purpose is to challenge fear-based advice that can keep people in the workforce longer than necessary. The book is aimed at readers who are worried about affordability in retirement, especially those who think inflation makes retirement impossible or unsafe. From the available descriptions, the style is direct, practical, and argumentative, using examples to support a contrarian view of retirement planning. It belongs to the broader retirement finance genre, but stands out by narrowing its focus to inflation anxiety and the behavioral effect that fear can have on retirement decisions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a direct challenge to the idea that retirement spending automatically rises with inflation. The book is built around a simple but important challenge to a common retirement assumption that inflation will inevitably make spending climb in retirement. Instead of treating that outcome as self-evident, Scandalon asks readers to ask where that belief actually comes from and what evidence supports it. This matters because many retirement plans assume a steady rise in expenses, without separating actual spending patterns from general price increases. The book's argument is not that inflation does not exist, but that retirement spending behavior may not follow the same upward path people often fear. By questioning the premise, the book forces a more careful distinction between price changes in the economy and a retiree's personal budget. That shift is central to its value, because retirement planning often becomes overly conservative when assumptions are not tested. In that sense, the book functions less as a market forecast and more as a critique of unexamined financial advice. Secondly, inflation fear as a psychological barrier to retirement decisions. One of the book's most distinctive themes is that inflation fear can become a decision-making problem, not just a financial one. The descriptions suggest that the book is written for people who feel trapped in a crappy old job because they believe retirement is too risky under inflationary conditions. That framing is important because it shows the author is addressing hesitation, not merely arithmetic. Many readers do not need proof that prices rise. They need help judging whether that fact justifies postponing retirement for years. The book seems to argue that fear can magnify inflation into a catch-all reason to stay employed, even when the actual risk may be more manageable than expected. This makes the book especially relevant to retirement timing, where emotional pressure and uncertainty can distort planning. Its practical contribution is to replace vague anxiety with a more disciplined review of what retirement spending is likely to look like in reality. Thirdly, using real-life examples to make retirement planning more concrete, available summaries note that the book uses real-life examples and case studies to support its message. That approach is important because retirement and inflation can easily become abstract topics when discussed only through charts, headlines, or general rules of thumb. Examples help readers see how assumptions play out in everyday circumstances, especially when evaluating whether spending truly rises in the way they have been warned it will. A case-based structure also fits the book's skeptical tone, since a claim that challenges mainstream advice is more persuasive when grounded in recognizable situations. Rather than relying only on theoretical argument, the book appears to show how actual retirement decisions can be shaped by distorted expectations. This makes the material more relatable and easier to apply. It also suggests that the author is trying to help readers translate macroeconomic concerns into personal budgeting decisions, which is often the hardest step in retirement planning. Fourthly, a contrarian retirement planning framework focused on evidence rather than conventional wisdom. The book positions itself against standard financial advice that treats inflation as a fixed and dominating retirement threat. Its framework is essentially skeptical: do not assume the usual rules are correct unless they are backed by evidence. That is a meaningful contribution because retirement planning often depends on inherited assumptions repeated by advisors, media, and popular finance culture. By encouraging readers to question those assumptions, the book shifts attention from broad fear to specific reasoning. This is especially relevant in retirement planning, where oversizing risk estimates can lead to unnecessary frugality, delayed retirement, or a sense of permanent insecurity. The book seems to argue that a more accurate plan begins with examining actual spending patterns and the real effect of inflation on those patterns. In practical terms, that means retirement decisions should be based on the retiree's lived financial reality, rather than on generic worst-case scenarios. The value of the book lies in this recentering of evidence. Lastly, a concise, direct style aimed at readers who want clarity, not technical complexity. The available reviews and descriptions suggest that the book is written in a clear and direct style, with a relatively compact length and an emphasis on accessibility. That matters because retirement and inflation books can easily become overly technical, which makes them less useful to readers who are already overwhelmed by financial uncertainty. A straightforward style allows the author to make a focused argument without burying it in jargon. The apparent use of simple explanations and concrete examples also helps the book reach readers who may not have advanced financial knowledge but still need to make a major retirement decision. This is one reason the book stands apart within its category. It is not trying to be a comprehensive retirement manual. Instead, it concentrates on one question and addresses it in a way that is meant to be understandable, practical, and immediately relevant. That narrow focus makes the argument easier to absorb and apply. In conclusion, Relax and Retire Debunking Inflation Fears will be most useful to readers who are delaying retirement because they are unsure how inflation will affect their future spending. It is especially relevant for pre-retirees, early retirees, and anyone trying to decide whether their fear of higher prices is justified or simply inherited from conventional advice. The book offers practical value by encouraging readers to separate real financial risk from generalized anxiety, and to reconsider whether retirement spending necessarily rises in the way many planners assume. Its main intellectual benefit is that it pushes readers to examine the evidence behind a widely repeated idea, rather than accepting it passively. Compared with broader retirement books, it stands out for its narrow and contrarian focus. Instead of covering every aspect of financial independence, it concentrates on one objection to retirement and attempts to dismantle it. That makes it distinctive within personal finance writing. It is less a broad strategy guide than a targeted argument about how inflation fear can distort retirement timing and planning. If you would like to support Josh Scanlon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.